Good morning, Mark.
How are you, Pat? How's it going?
Okay, listen, just for the listeners and myself, tell us, it's a Carers Association event in aid of what, Mark?
Well, it's just basically an information morning, Pat. There's different displayers here from different organisations around the community. Like we have, just from where I'm standing, I can see NCU training for everybody. We have the Carers Association.
Okay.
I'm talking now to Jacqueline, who's one of the organisers of the event we have going on down here in Northside Shopping Centre today. Jacqueline's from the Carers Association. She's going to tell us all about the event and what the thinking behind it is. Good morning, Jacqueline. How are you?
Hi, Mark. Thank you very much for coming along today. We're delighted with the turnout. The Carers Association had an information stand here a couple of weeks ago, and we were so impressed with the sense of community and the wonderful people we met that we thought it would be a nice idea, in conjunction with Northside Management, to have a general information day here this morning. So that's what we're doing. We have stands from the whole locality. We have community centres. We have, as you said, Durrus, emergency response event and alarm people are here, ourselves, the Carers Association, and lots of other local charities, including Care and Repair. So we're hoping that by bringing all these people together, it will provide a sort of one-stop shop for people to get information here today. And perhaps from our viewpoint, the Carers Association viewpoint, perhaps people who wouldn't necessarily self-identify as family carers will have the opportunity today to see what we do and perhaps take part in some of our service in the future.
So, do you find, as you say, in your own area, the Carers Association, do you find sometimes that people just don't know you're there, or they just don't know the services you provide?
Yeah, so there's lots of different reasons why people don't avail of our services. Some of the reasons are because, as you say, they haven't heard of us, even though we are a national charity. Of course, it's just difficult to get yourself out there when you are a charity. And often people don't identify themselves as carers either, because they see it as a natural part of life to care for their elderly parents or a child with a disability of some sort. And often, of course, too, they become snowed under with the amount of extra support they're providing and can't see the wood for the trees, basically. They lack the energy then. And the Carers Association have many services that can be of support to family carers. And just some of them that we have in North Dublin include our in-home respite service, which is a really great service. One of our staff can go into the home and stay with the cared for person to allow the family carer to take a break. The staff all have Garda vetting, and they also all have the equivalent of a FETAC level 5, now QQI. And the service is free to the family carer. So it gives the family carer a chance to have some time for themselves. Yeah. That's one of our services. Then we have support groups. We have a support group in Malahide, which isn't too far from here, but we're starting a new one in the Mornington Centre in January. So I'm hoping that by being here today, we're able to reach out to the people of the general community around Northside and make them aware of the Care Association services, but also of other services that are available to them, and of these very worthwhile other charities who are here also have lots of information to impart today.
Thanks very much, Jacqueline, for inviting us along, and we wish you every success. I'm going to kind of move you along quickly now, because we've lots more distributors here, and they all want to talk to us.
Thank you very much,
Jacqueline,
for coming down today. It's been a great response, and we're delighted. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, Pat, I'm now going to talk to Mary Kelly, who's from the Golden Years organisation in Darndale. Good morning, Mary. How are you?
How are you doing?
Mary, you've come down here this morning just basically, I suppose, to get information out to the community and let them know you're there. What kind of services do you provide up in Golden Years?
Okay, well, we have two types of services in Golden Years. We have our drop-in, which is for our members to come in and maybe just spend a bit of time reading paper and having a cup of tea and, you know, just socialising. And then the other side of it is our daycare centre, which offers a daycare centre, a full carer, looking after the members, and they will be transported in on our behalf. They'll be given a meet and greet, morning snack, morning activity program. They get a three-course dinner, afternoon activity program, afternoon tea. They do gentle exercise programs, and then they're transported home. So it offers kind of an all-round day drop-in.
I suppose you get a lot of elderly people, I suppose, are probably stuck at home, and it gives them that kind of sense of community, gets them out, gets them communicating with other people.
Exactly. And that's kind of where type of people that we look for. But not just elderly people who are looking to get out. We also find that we're helpful to families that are caring for people at home, that we give them the option of sending their loved one up to us for the day. They know that they're well cared for on the day, and then they have a bit of freedom to organise some things at home. You know, just a bit of a break. But definitely, it's good for both sides of the family, I think.
Yeah, and I was going to say to ask you, do you find you get a big take up of people coming in, and they say there's a huge need in the area for the services you provide?
I think there is a huge need. Yeah, I think we're only open since May. And we've already got 68 members. Now we are here today, hopefully to sign up some new members and let the community know that we're there. Because I think that's something that we need everybody to know, that we're there and we offer the services. But there are a lot of people at home. They might be a bit nervous about coming up and seeing us, coming up and seeing the centre. So we kind of urge people to come to the centre and have a look around with their loved ones, just to see what they think, you know, maybe we can entice them then to stay and spend a bit of time with us.
Yeah, and as you say, it's just a great community asset for them. And you're based up there in the Darndale.
The Darndale Belcamp Village Centre, yeah. So that's the fantastic building, yeah. I'm sure you know all about it. So we're actually based in behind there. Come into the centre, you'll see the wayfinder that will take you to the centre.
And, well, you have online services as well if people wanted to get in touch. If they can't get up here today, you have a website, yeah?
Yes, we do have our website, and it's the darndalebelcamp.ie. And if anyone wants to email us, info@villagecentre.ie, they can get us there.
Well, thanks very much, Mary, and we wish you every success today. We're going to keep moving along because we loads of your distributors here. They're all dying to get talking to us, Pat. Thanks very much, Mary. Okay, I have now Siobhan Roddy. Siobhan is from the Teen Parent Support up at Durrisbuy. Good morning, Siobhan. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning. Thank you.
Okay, Siobhan, Teen Parent Support, I suppose it's very self-explanatory, but you tell us a little bit about what you do.
Basically, we support teen parents in the Dublin Northside area in staying education, going back to education. We provide information around their social welfare entitlements, housing entitlements. We also receive funding to help towards the cost of staying in education or returning to education, so we can help towards the cost of books, fees, grinds, uniforms, things like that. We also, in Durrisbuy, we also have an information support worker for older lone parents. As I said, with teen parents, I work with young girls from 13 to 22. So with the information support services, we have Nuala, my colleague, who works with older lone parents. So she would also provide information around social welfare, entitlements, housing, family law, and things like that.
I suppose it's another area where you probably wouldn't consider. People don't think that people need support. You know, they think of, teen parents or young parents or, as you say, single parents, and it's important, I suppose, that they just get a bit of support and there's options out there for them.
Exactly. As I said, some of the teen parents are absolutely amazing. As I said, they're doing the leaving cert. I've one teen parent who just is going into her master's now after having to join the 15. You know, it is, very few people are able to do it. A lot of the girls are amazing. They go back to school, to secondary school, 4 to 5 weeks after having a baby. They can still achieve everything they want to achieve. They just happen to be a mammy. And they do need that extra support because we're all aware of the extra cost of childcare. The cost of living in general, and as I said, people have the perception they're getting all this money, and they're not. It's a very small amount of money, and there is no government support for young parents in education.
And you're based up there at Durrisbuy, if anybody doesn't know. Where exactly is that?
Durrisbuy is just on Bunratty Road, just behind the Civic Centre. It's the big green gates. We also have an on-site childcare. We have a community creche.
Okay, I have here Sinead Hanley from Diabetes Ireland. Good morning, Sinead. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing?
Sinead, what brings you down to this event this morning?
Well, we were very kindly invited by the Carers Association. So we're here doing screening for awareness and finger pricks for people, just to check to see what their glucose levels are and what are their risks for type 2 diabetes.
Okay, and do you find that, diabetes is something we hear a lot about these days. Are there a lot of people who probably just aren't aware that they might be in the danger zone for something like diabetes?
Absolutely. There's no national screening program for people with diabetes in Ireland. So what we're trying to do is twofold. It's highlighting what are the risks, which are for type 2 diabetes, being overweight and being inactive. There's about 200, over 200,000 people in Ireland living with diabetes, about 10% of type 1, which is nothing to do with lifestyle, okay? It's not autoimmune. But type 2 diabetes is largely preventable and it's a lifestyle condition. And really it's trying to say to people over the age of 45, if you have a family history, if you're overweight and inactive, you should really be getting screened. So the finger pricks that we're doing gives an idea of what your glucose level is now. And if that number is greater than 7, then we're advising that they need further testing. But it's really also trying to say to people, being active can reduce your chance of type 2 by 60%.
Yeah.
So getting the positive messages out.
I'm joined now with Michael Bourke from Ferry Solicitors. Good morning, Michael. Welcome to NAFM.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be talking to you.
You're very welcome. What brings you down here this morning?
Well, we've been brought down helping with the legal aspects of care at the end of life. Many people, when they are approaching a situation in which they need care, ought to be thinking about other things, including perhaps making their wills so that their entire estate can be dealt with according to their wishes when they die. Also, there's a wonderful thing that can be done nowadays. In the recent years, the country has brought in a thing called an enduring power of attorney. And this is an important facility available to people to have their affairs arranged by their nearest and dearest and loved ones in a trusting manner, so that when they become incapable, somebody will step in, take over their affairs, pay their bills, manage their bank account, look after their house, and do all the necessary financial decisions that have to be taken at a time when they're no longer capable. The danger about not doing it, of course, is that an application might have to be made to court to take care of your money and affairs, your property. This enduring power of attorney takes away the worry of all that and is an excellent way of living in peace, knowing that you're going to be properly cared for.
Yeah.
And also knowing that the right person is chosen to make those decisions for you.
Well, I suppose in these times where increasingly people do have assets that they're leaving behind them after they're gone, it's important that all the right protocols are in place.
Very important. If you don't have these protocols in place and control over your money given to somebody, the expense and trouble and the time taken in making those decisions, perhaps by a family who might for genuine reasons disagree between themselves as to how money is to be spent, you can choose the sensible, good person from your family who you know will make the right decisions for you to do the job. And we in Ferry Solicitors can assist in helping you make that decision and in filling out the necessary procedural forms to get it all done right.
Well, hopefully you'll get a few people to take you up on that this morning, Michael. And as you say, most important, especially in these days and times where people have property too. Is there a number people can contact or an email address if they want to get in touch with you?
There certainly is. They can ring us. We're in Artane, Ferry Solicitors, at 832-7849. That's 832-7849. And we look after them.
Thanks very much, Michael. I'm going to move swiftly along now, Pat, to our last contributor this morning. It was Bernie Shields, and she's from Emergency Response. Is it Shield or Shields?
Shield.
Good morning, Bernie. Welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you, Mark?
I'm very well. So, Bernie, what do we do in Emergency Response?
We are one of the largest companies in Ireland, and we supply telecare equipment designed to keep people living home, living at home independently. Basic pendant alarm to the epilepsy sensors and things for people designed to assist with living with Alzheimer's also.
And I suppose it's very important, isn't it? Lots of people now, maybe on their own, or people, infirm people, need kind of security these days.
Yes, the pendant alarm has become very popular, and especially in the winter when people feel a little bit more vulnerable. So.
Yeah, and you're down here today and you're getting a lot of people passing by and looking at your stall there, and I see some fairly high-tech gizmos there, but I suppose they're not really, they're very easy to operate and easy to use, yeah?
Yeah, everything is designed just to work with ease, the basic pendant alarm.
Yeah.
Just by pressing a simple button, somebody's there at the other end of the line just answer your call.
Yeah, I suppose because the reason I said that is because I suppose it's important that, especially for, you know, older people or infirm people, especially if they're using these, they need to, the easy use is most important, I suppose.
That's it. We say just at a press of a button, emergency response are there at hand to assist with whatever the scenario.
But we wish you every success this morning, and hopefully you'll get a lot of take-up and you'll get plenty of people coming past.